Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's just get you all caught up with Callie. You remember her from when we left, right before we left for Burt's Big Adventure.
The whole family is going to go on vacation, and I'm really excited to go with them. Their aunt has a house in Tampa, and the younger sister was supposed to bring her boyfriend, but they broke up. So she's like, oh, I'm going to bring my friend Valerie. And my boyfriend came up to me, and he's like, I just want you to know. He goes, I don't want this to be weird, but Valerie and I dated all throughout high school.
All right, so that was right before we left for Burt's Big Adventure. So right. She got a whole bunch of different advice.
Well, yeah, because the ex-girlfriend was really best, you know, close friends with the sister, so the sister had invited her. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the boyfriend that invited her, and it wasn't the parents that invited her. It was the sister. So we were wondering, was she going to say anything at all? Was she going to go? I don't know.
And Melissa, I think you were the one that thought that this was really more about the sister.
Well, I just didn't trust the fact.
And Callie.
Yeah, I just didn't trust that the sister invited the ex, because I mean, are they best friends? I don't know. But I just feel like if my sister, for instance, had dated this guy for all through high school, and then later on, we were on the Carter family vacation, bring in Melanie's new boyfriend, there is no way in my mind I think, you know what, I'm going to bring the ex-boyfriend on the trip too, because he's my buddy. I don't know. I just think the sister knew what she was doing.
Yeah, if you're close to your family, then you're sensitive to that situation.
Yeah.
You don't invite.
Yeah.
Here's Callie. She's back. Hey, Callie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you actually go on this vacation?
We did.
You did?
Yeah. And we left on Thursday.
All right. So how did you handle it beforehand? Because some people were saying you should talk to your boyfriend about it. Others were saying just take the high road and don't say anything at all. So how did you handle it even before you took off?
Before we took off, I just decided to take the high road. You know, listen to what everybody was saying about it. I didn't really want to be weird or like high maintenance, so I just kind of took the high road and didn't say anything and was hoping that everything would work out okay.
And that was that was against your advice, right, Jen? You said you have to at least sit the dude down and talk to him about it.
Yeah, my advice was to definitely tell your boyfriend and just say, you know, I'm just a little uncomfortable with this. You don't have to do anything about it, but I just want you to be aware of it. To me, because I thought that opened up some sort of line of communication between the two of you, because it's not just about him and the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to set your own boundaries. Well, what's okay with you too? So that's what I thought would have happened. But I also understood the perspective of people thinking, well, if she does that, then she's whiny or she's a diva or whatever else, you know?
And once again, they've only been dating since what, October or November?
August.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a good bit of time.
Yeah. Okay. So you decide not to say anything to him whatsoever. All right.
And, you know, at first, like, everything was really cool. We actually all drove down in different cars. His family was in one car, and then his sister and Valerie were in another car, and then we were in another car. So, you know, everything was really cool, and when we got there, we were all having a great time, and then I was kind of bummed because then we had to, we couldn't stay in the same room because his parents don't like that. They're really old-fashioned, so. So they actually put me in the room with the girls, with Valerie.
Oh, no. Oh, great.
That's comfortable.
It went from bad to worse.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys interact at all?
I'm sorry?
Did you guys interact, get along at all?
Well, we did. That's actually when things really started to get weird.
Okay.
You know, she seemed really nice and really cool and stuff, and then, you know, that's when things kind of started taking a weird turn, and she was asking me questions that I felt like had a really specific point to him. Like, she would say stuff like, well, like, does he still do this and this? And
oh,
I told you
God,
he would do this. So it made it seem like that she knew him better than I did.
Yeah.
But she was trying to just get her point across that it was that she really did know him, and she does know him.
Yeah, I mean, they went out all through high school, right?
Yeah, but it just seemed really territorial to me, like, when she did that.
Yeah.
And
that sucks that you had to hear
I would never do that to someone, if you know what I mean, if I were in that situation, because it definitely seems like you're kind of staking that you've got a higher claim there.
Is that a calculated move on her part, or is it was?
Absolutely. He was the hydrant, and she was the dog, and she was like, marking her territory.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she,
very much so.
And that's why I don't trust that sister.
Yeah, I was kind of like, okay.
did you and the sister get along? How did the sister treat you?
The sister, I mean, she was just very neutral. You know, she was really nice. She didn't seem weird or anything. You know, so that, it just mostly was coming out from, so at that point, it seemed like it was really mostly just coming from her side.
No, she was loving it because she was sitting back and watching this thing explode, like the way she wanted it to. I mean, she set you up.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, like I said, that's kind of when things started turning, because then, like, the rest of the time that we were there, she was very flirty with him. Like, couple of times she actually, like, touched his arm and, like, laughed. Yeah, and that's not cool. I was just like, oh, my gosh. And he didn't, you know, he's not reading anything into it, but I, as a girl, I totally knew.
Oh, wow.
And then here's the part where I said the sister was really cool. But then at one point, his sister asked me to go to the store with her to grab things for some groceries. And I was like, okay. And she's like, oh, do you mind coming with me? She's like, you know, Valerie's, you know, still asleep and stuff. I'm like, no, you know, I'll totally go with you. And so we got back from the store, and Valerie was supposedly sleeping, but she was totally up and fully made up. And at every point in the trip, it took her, like, a long time to get ready. Like, she would do her hair and her makeup. So it should have taken her a really long time. Like, that meant that she was already up and ready. But when I got back from the store, you know, it was clear that she had already been up. So I think her sister kind of worked together with her on that point to sort of get me out of the house.
Wow.
I knew it! Well, because if you were trying to get back with anybody, then you go through their siblings to not to be indirect. And if her sister, and if they were in high school together and the sister and her got close in school, then they totally had a conversation about this, and that's why the sister brought her.
So was this rude. Was this late enough in the trip that it didn't bother you the rest of the, I mean, because if this happens on the first day, your whole vacation is ruined. Did this happen at least late enough in the trip where it didn't matter all that much?
This is towards the beginning, and I was really trying to keep it together. And, you know, his parents, I really don't believe his parents have an agenda at all anymore. You know, we're all just kids to them. But they were doing stuff like pictures of him and Valerie and being like, oh, my gosh, you guys are so funny, you know. And then one time, this is the part where I really just, this was a big turning point for me. We were watching movies, and me and my boyfriend were, like, sitting in side-by-side recliners, and Valerie came in and was like, oh, my gosh, what are y'all watching? And then she sat down in front of my boyfriend on the floor and put her back up against me.
No!
What?
Now, wait a second. What did your boyfriend do?
What's
his role in all this?
I mean, he seemed a little, like, he was a little stiff, you know, when she did that, so I don't think he was, like, overly... like, receptive. I mean, that had made him uncomfortable, but I was just like, you know what, that is it. No, like, she's already been touching his arm, and now she's, like, leaning up against him while we're watching a movie together.
How long did she sit there? My question is, what did your boyfriend do physically when she did that?
He got kind of stiff, you
know,
he didn't move, just kind of kept looking over to me, and, like, at one point he touched my arm. So I felt like he was being reassuring because he didn't touch my arm, you know, and sort of, you know, seemed stiff about it. But I really could not. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Sure.
Saturday night, I just was like, you know what? I finally told him. I was like, I really feel uncomfortable with, you know, Valerie. And I'm so sorry if it seems weird, but I just feel like, I just can't handle this. And so we actually left on Saturday night. And my boyfriend actually, he thought I was, like, overreacting, but not in a bad way. He was like, well, I think you're kind of taking this the wrong way, or, you know, you're making a big deal of it. He goes, but it's totally fine. If you're not comfortable, then we can leave. So we left on Saturday night. So I couldn't handle it anymore.
Did you have to come up with an excuse on why you were leaving, or did you just tell the parents exactly why? Or
no, we didn't tell the parents anything. You know, the boyfriend just kind of was like, yeah, we're just, I think we're going to head on out and, you know, just get back. There's a lot of stuff that I need to do. So we kind of, like, took the it hit for me. He said there was a lot of stuff that he needed to do, and which was nice.
There's too much protecting of this girl going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. How serious are you about this guy?
I really love him. I've gotten to the point where I really think I'm completely in love with him.
I don't know that he's over this girl. I don't know. I've got two schools of thought on it. I would say this, like 80% of guys we always think that our women are overreacting to the situation that's right in front of us because we don't think it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, when she sat like in between, you know, like right next to him and started touching on him, that probably should have been the red flag. But most guys don't see the clues that women see.
Yeah, I don't think he's acting any sort of maliciously or he has feelings for her at all. I think he's probably trying to keep the peace. Like, he didn't want to have a big reaction when she sat on the and leaned on the did she sit on the floor and lean on the recliner?
Did she what? Sorry?
Yeah, when she was on the floor.
So she sat on the floor and just leaned on the recliner, like where his legs were, right?
Where his legs were, yeah. Her back was on his shin.
Okay. Yeah, he should have probably hopped up and said, "Hey, why don't you just take my seat? I'll sit on the floor," and sat on the floor in front of you. But like, he might not have been thinking, and then like you said, get stiff and uncomfortable, and what do I do? I don't want to cause a scene, but I also know this is probably not right. Like, I don't think that it's completely 100% his fault or reflects his feelings. I think he's probably way over this girl. She's been friends with the family a long time. He's totally moved on with you and obviously brought you, and you were the priority because when you said you were uncomfortable, he left.
Don't you think that eventually, like, it's probably either today or tomorrow, if it hasn't happened already, that the follow-up text from the ex is coming. Like, now all of a sudden they're in the same room together. They're spending time. She obviously still has feelings for him. Don't you think she's going to act on those and call him?
I do. I mean, she totally made it clear that, I mean, she was flirting with him. And the bad thing is that, like, I feel like, I mean, obviously his sister,
has chosen
helped
her
out. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I ask good luck to end your relationship, but I just think that this is not the first time that you're going to have to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you, I'm trying to think of my parents, if somebody left in the middle of a vacation, regardless of what is going on, they were left there confused and asked questions, and the only people left behind to answer those questions were the sister and the ex-girlfriend.
And his mom probably saw what was going on. I doubt his dad did, but I bet had he come forward with the mom, she would have said, "I understand it."
Mm-hmm. Or she doesn't. She thinks you were rude, and she likes the ex-girlfriend better too.
When is the next time you're supposed to hang out with his family? Is there anything on this?
There's nothing like on the agenda, really.
That's a tough spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sister.
That's a tough spot. Here is Tracy. Good morning. You are on Q100. What's up, Tracy?
It's more a message for, like, men out there. It's just always so funny. Men smell other sharks circling in the water, so why don't they trust us when we smell other barracuda in the water?
That's a really good point.
You know, it's like, yes, men are, you are oblivious. God love you at times. But, I mean, yeah, she was totally right on her instincts. And, I mean, I think she needs to still kind of just talk to him, especially if the texts and the phone calls come, because I'll bet the farm they are.
I think for me it comes from like a lack of ego thing. It would be more like, there's no way there's no way she's interested in me. You're making things up right there.
But flip it around. If you were a guy and your girlfriend and was taking you on vacation with her family and her ex-boyfriend was coming, would you be okay with that?
No.
Then why is this any different?
No. Hey, good morning, Karen. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to comment. I think the ex-girlfriend is totally playing the sister here, too. I don't know if the sister's really, you know, that guilty she is, but
yes.
I think the ex-girlfriend is playing the sister, getting close to her so she can get close to the brother.
So what does she do now, though? She's obviously in this nasty situation where she doesn't have a whole bunch of allies in the family. So what do you do?
I think you just keep moving on with your life. They don't live in town, right? I mean, the next time she's going to see him is maybe over the summer, maybe 4th of July picnic or something.
But the ex-girlfriend's in town.
The ex-girlfriend lives here.
Well, I don't think that you need to, I don't think you need to focus that much attention on it. I think you just let her go. And if it comes up again where she's going to be around the family, then bring it up and have a conversation with him. But now I say just let her drift away.
I always say when in doubt, charm the mom. And I always think that you should probably send a thank you note to the mom. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on vacation with you guys. I had such a good time. I'm sorry I had to leave early, but look forward to seeing you again. Charm the mother and you have the son.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
All right, Callie, let's check back with you in a couple of weeks. I'd love to see how this thing unfolds, you know?
Okay.
All right, good luck. You're in a tight spot. That is a really tight spot right
there. But get the parents on your side and everything's good.
Okay, that's good advice. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Right, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.